the Plan B Morning Show. Rock 107 WIRX, everything that rocks.
All right, good morning. It is the Plan B Morning Show. I'm Brock. He's hungover. I mean Hunter. That's what it is.
All right.
I am hungover. Anyway, welcome to it. I hope you're having a great Thursday so far.
Hey, I might have just seen the most brilliant thing I've ever seen in my life. You want me to share it with you real quick?
What's that?
You split a corn dog on a stick, right? And then you just make a chili cheese dog out of it. Yeah!
God, I can actually hear you getting fatter.
I know, but dude, I love chili cheese dogs. But on a stick, too? That's just upgrading the chili cheese dog.
You know, that also makes it not as messy, right? Because you got the stick to hold on to.
You're stick?
Not, yeah. Yeah.
Stick is huge.
God, that might actually be like food truck worthy. That's something you could probably put on the side of the road and just be like, hey, come get chili cheese dogs on a stick, right?
Hey, you know what? If we're not on the radio tomorrow, you know where we're at.
We started our own chili cheese dog on a stick company.
On the road again.
I don't think that's going to work. Well, see, the problem is, Hunter, is people are going to be put off by your selling method where you just deep throat that chili cheese dog. Don't even buy.
Hey, it's like a show, too, you know?
Dinner and
not
a show.
Not only are you getting delicious food, you get a show with it.
Is that your mascara running? Yeah, sorry, I got that one in there.
Dripped into my cheese dog.
Right there. I don't know why you got to hold the back of your head while you're eating that chili cheese dog. Haga. Anyway.
Yeah, I saw that, though. I think that's pretty brilliant.
All joking aside, Hunter, I think that's a pretty good idea. You know what I haven't seen this, or it baffles me that I haven't? Why hasn't anybody made a walking taco food truck, right? It's going to be the easiest thing to do.
Dude,
right?
They are so good and so not messy and perfect.
Has anyone ever, if you ever meet someone and you offer them a walking taco and they're like, no, you slap that person right in the face.
Are you a serial killer? What's wrong with you? Everybody wants a walking. I don't care if you just ate a 96er and got the t-shirt. You still have room for a walking taco.
I don't care if it's a small child or a sweet old lady. If they say, no, I don't want a walking taco, you punch them right in the face. All right. And you say, what's wrong with you?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
you better be walking too while you eat that taco.
Chili. Hey, don't stand around with that. It's not a standing taco. It's a walking taco. You get out of here.
Come on.
All right. So we'll do a chili cheese dog on a stick / walking taco food truck. We're going to be billionaires.
Millionaires.
No, billionaires. All right. We're going to be Jeff Bezos rich. We're going to be building our own rockets.
Damn right, son. I can't wait.
Anyway, well, before we give away any more of our amazing ideas, we should probably get to your WTF of the day.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
As always, your WTF of the day brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden.
Best buzz in the biz.
What is up, Katie? Go see Katie and the crew over at Smith Indoor Garden. You want those big, sticky, shock-ems, oversized buds? Well, hell, they got you covered, man. And everything else from seed to harvest. Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Well, this story brings a whole new meaning to fast food. Someone in Oklahoma went to Carl's Jr. near Tulsa on Monday. And when they checked their bag, they found their food, which is good. And also a small baggie of meth. Oh, yeah. The meth meal. That's the number 8 at Carl's Jr., I believe.
I'll take a side of honey mustard. Sweet and sour, anybody? And some meth.
Meth. Cops arrested an employee named Bryce Francis for it. He apparently put it in there. It's not clear if he dropped it in by mistake or meant to do it. It's possible he's been selling the drugs at work and dropped it in the wrong bag. The restaurant is right next to a high school, so they charged him for distributing drugs within 2,000 feet of a school, which you can't
be doing that, dude, next to a school.
No, you got to be careful with that. You got to be careful with that.
It really amplifies the charge a little bit.
You always got to do it 2,001 feet from the school. That's how you're all right. Here's one more fun detail. They posted his mugshot on Facebook, and when they booked him, he was wearing a sleeveless shirt with the hashtag freedom printed on the front. Freedom! Yes.
Freedom.
A little less freedom now.
Freedom.
So this has got to be happening all the time, right? Let's say you got a buddy who knows a guy who works over at a fast food place. Says, yeah, look, man, he'll get you hooked up. Just go there and order the number 9 and tell him to make it extra speedy, right? And that'll tell Frank.
Supersize me, if you know what I mean.
That'll tell Frank that you want the meth, right? I mean, it seems easy to do.
You're already driving through. People are already. Hey, it's quite common, I think. Like, actually, there was a place back in the 90s here locally that was kind of known for that. and is not there anymore because of it. But that was weed. They weren't selling, you know.
Okay, so that brings my next thing. So what would be the different phrases for the different drugs? So I think for meth, speed, just say, hey, make a number 9 and make it speedy. For cocaine, would you be?
I'll take a number 2 with a diet Coke.
Oh, nice. So you got to emphasize the Coke. Right? I was going to say maybe paranoid. Maybe like I'll take a number 2, extra paranoid. And then you got, okay, so there you go. There you get the Coke. I like yours better, though. Weed, maybe like I'll take a number 4, chilled. How about that? Like, you know, like you chilled.
I'll take a diet green tea.
Green tea. Oh, I get what you're saying. I like the angle you're taking. I like the angle you're taking. What would, trying to think what else. What would ecstasy be?
Ecstasy?
I'll take a number 7 and just lick my face, man. What?
I'll take a small number 8 with a pacifier.
There you go. There you go.
If the you
kids,
know what I
the
mean.
Pacifier kids meal. So there you go. With your fast food orders, you know, get your drugs. Just make sure you get the right code phrase and put it in the right bag.
Hey. You used to get toys with your Happy Meal. Not anymore, ladies and
gentlemen. Get a fat 8-ball. I'll take that, man. That's good. Good deal. Why did this Happy Meal cost me $87? This is nuts. All right. There you go. That is your 8 a.m. WTF of the day, brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. We'll be back.